Hello, this is Sunlight Medicine of the Soul. So, we are here. We are all here. I invite you into this beautiful space of Sunlight Medicine of the Soul podcast. We welcome you. So today we are talking about, the topic is manifestation. Manifestation. What does it mean to manifest? What, when we want to manifest, like, what does that really mean? And how are we attaining that every day? We manifest everything each day. And to really look at it, so manifest is, what are we bringing in into our life? What are we creating? What are we creating in our daily lives that actually do matter? We have to observe, what are we ready to perceive by our senses? And especially by envisioning it in our minds. So, if we just close our eyes just for a moment. And if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But just in your mind's eye, if you can envision an apple, if you know what an apple looks like and you know the color, for me it becomes green, or it can become red, or you can also imagine a strawberry, because everyone knows what strawberries are. They could be green to red, or just red, or cherry red. Strawberry red. I don't know if there's a strawberry red, but I know that there's a red in strawberries. And the green, and the green leaf, of course. But I want you to imagine and to envision what you always wanted to create. Are you able to envision what you're doing? Accomplishing these tasks every day. Does this task complete your whole day? Or there are a nuance of small tasks throughout the day that will complete your day? I want you to envision into that point of what type of actions throughout your day that will get you closer to that goal that you want. It can be simply you doing your bed every morning. After you do your bed every morning, then it comes to a place where you do your bed every morning and organizing your shoes. And then after that, you build up on having some time in the morning when you wake up early. You're able to read one paragraph from a book that you always want to finish. What are we doing that is wasting time? What type of actions are we doing that prevents us from manifesting what we truly desire? Throughout our whole lives, we're constant in our heads around how we should have done this, should have done that, or assumed it already happened, or assumed this, or assumed that. But primarily, what are we doing in our lives that are preventing us to reach our potential? And in doing so, what's next after you do reach that place of manifestation? How are we applying our goals for tomorrow? And it's good to plan for tomorrow. It may not have happened yet, but imagine being prepared. Imagine being a little bit more aware of what you, the direction that you want to head towards to. And around that, feeling the happiness once completing all these tasks that you have really wanted to accomplish from. I mean, if we just focus, right? If we look at our mind's eye, and our mind's eye, if we can just come back into our internal world of the design in our being, all the things that keep us away is what we're actually dealing with. Our discomfort, our uneasiness to change. And what are those things that we have a hard time changing that prevents us from actually doing what we love to do? We can create excuses. We can create so many assumptions and problems around these small discomforts. We will actually defend ourselves from certain things that are actually really happening. We make an excuse not to go to the gym because we need more sleep. And we need more sleep because of maybe we drank too much that previous night, or we kept up scrolling that night, or we pay attention too much of this or too much that, or maybe you do work two jobs, or maybe you work three jobs. But out of your day, what are you able to do by applying those skills is to sit back, get your device out, or paper and pen, and write. And start writing these goals down. These goals down are just not just goals. These are things that you really want to accomplish. And either these are small things or very big things. And what does it cost you every time you don't do these things that you love? The consequence is the pain and the stress that we're not happy, that we're not balanced well enough. We didn't have too much sleep. We didn't wake up in the morning. We didn't do what we were going to say going to do. We didn't honor our word. And there's some consequences around that. We're not respecting ourselves enough. When we start respecting ourselves and honoring ourselves, it's good to be held accountable. Hold yourself accountable to the things that you really want to change, that you really want to see yourself overcome. So let's get into the discomfort. What are you afraid of? What is the discomfort that you are feeling when you do wake up in the morning? What is it holding you back that you want to go buy a gym membership, or you really wanted to make amends with someone, or you haven't found therapy? And all these things are just challenging points of discomfort, and I would really invite you to go ask yourself, how come I haven't done it yet? What's the drive that I am waiting for? And this is not a place that we beat ourselves up at. It's a place where we can show compassion to ourselves. Another place that we can have kindness to ourselves and reiterate, where are we going? And how can we fine-tune our reality? And how our reality can be reshaped by my decisions every day, every minute, every second, taking time away and really giving the love that you desire for yourself. And make it fun. I'm not saying this is all seriousness, but find joy in accomplishing these things that you really desire. And this is all about manifestation. All about manifestation is actually dealing with all the discomforts. And people say, it's a healing journey. Once you start discovering, once you start exploring and pioneering in your journey, you start to realize that there's more. There's so much more. And starting from a small point of discovery, you start to have fun. Something new is opening. Something joyful comes from you discovering something that has always been there, but you haven't looked. So I reach out to you in this amazing podcast of Sunlight Medicine. So I urge you, I invite you to discover yourself. I invite you to challenge your discomfort in asking for help in the most positive way for health reasons. It's all positive. Everything, this is kind of cheesy, like this is self-help. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go help myself, and I need to do this, I need to do that. The thing is that at the end of the day, we're still dancing with ourselves in our mind if we don't do it. And we're gonna kid ourselves every time. We're gonna have discussions over and over and over in our minds around us. And this is the constant loop that a lot of people fight, is the internal dialogue. And this internal dialogue will never leave until you face it. Facing it is part of the discomfort. It's not about facing it is actually you pushing through the brick wall, pushing through your boundary, your barrier, that helps you transform. And in this small segment of this episode, I'm going to explain a little bit about transformation. So breaking down the word transform means trans, T-R-A-N-S, trans dash form. Trans means to move, to navigate, to move around, to place one thing to another. Form means shape, to mold. So you're navigating through a movement that will shape you and mold you to a different part of who you are. You're not changing yourself. You're transforming what you are and what you will be. So it's all about movement. It's all about shaping yourself to the place that you feel more aligned to. And then once you start aligning that self, you start to see the brighter picture. It's in everything. And the movement becomes better, and then it becomes different. It becomes like, oh, I'm dancing here. Oh, this is different. This is new. I never knew there was. And we start discovering that, and we walk away for a moment and just observe. Like, you observe that you're doing the work that you always would wanted to do in your life. All your goals are being accomplished. All the things that you were wanting to do, it's being done. All the stuff that you promise, broken promises, all the promises are fulfilled. All the longing that you have is already in place. I want you to see and understand that everything that you're doing is a part of a transformation. That transformation is, if you haven't been aware of it, transformation is already taking place after hearing these words. People do transformation every day. There's this guy at this gym. I observed me going to the gym. I was the same weight I went in. And years later, I was like, no, it was 2 years later. And I just recognized that, like, this guy lost over 150 pounds. Like, this dude is, like, ripped. And I'm here with the same weight, the same consistency, but I never did a diet change. I never said I was going to do what I was saying I was going to do. So there has to be some commitment that goes along with transformation. Transformation doesn't happen night and day, but it happens when you start making the choice. The drive and all the fuel that you need is within your choice between that and what's going to happen later. The thing is that you don't have to worry about what's going to happen later, because you're already on that path. You're already seeing what's going to happen. But again, a couple steps back, coming back into the first part of this conversation, is visualizing it. Visualizing your goals and your dreams and what it's there. You want to write all that down. And when you write all that down, everything will start becoming more clearer, clearer and clearer. It's going to become absolutely crystal clear once you start taking those actions into your alignment, highest self. You're going to be more connected to you surrendering what may look like to what is already been manifested within your decision. Because in that complexity, it's going to be something that you observe yourself. And the discomfort is that dealing with, what if I don't have enough money? What if I don't have enough time? You're going to deal with, what if my job ain't giving me a bigger raise? You're going to deal with all these little small factors. You know, realistic factors like rent is due, bills need to be paid, blah, blah, blah. And I know that you can figure out a time throughout your day to start making those small steps into a place where you can start manifesting. Again, it doesn't have to be big steps. Small steps start from scratch. And trust me, I won't guarantee it. I'm telling you this, it's a big disclaimer. You have to make the choice. You have to make the choice that you want to change in your life. A big positive change in your life that will impact you. But imagine how many others it will impact. How many other lives that you're able to change. with your voice, with your actions, with the deeds that you do in your society, the deeds that you do for your family, for yourself, for your relationship. Either we can be a victim of our past, or we can start making a choice to change how we deal with our present. Because the past has already happened. It's what we have now. The future is not here yet. What we have is now. Deal with what now really means to you and start from there. I think in my mind, like how I experienced manifestations, like I think I thought it would be like this grandiose, manifesting this, happen like that. Writing, I manifest this today. And then I'm like, it didn't happen. I'm like, what the hell? So it's taking steps, and affirmations can work. But again, what you're doing about manifestation is that you're programming yourself to see it. As you do see it, you start making those steps towards manifesting it realistically. Because we can be stuck in fantasy town in our heads, and I would say mind analyze everything. And guess what? You're going to get straight confusion. So be crystal clear, be simple, be humble, and a lot of gratitude. And be kind to yourself in this process. Because manifestation, you manifest your life every day. That's the beautiful power that you have. That's the biggest blessing in the world, is that you're alive today. You're the beautiful change that happens each day, each moment. Give yourself the permission and go do what you love to do. Don't make any sudden changes. Don't quit your job. Do not quit your job. Take those easy steps into completion, to a place where you know where the right fit is, the right person to talk to. You start speaking about it every day in your mind and reading your goals every day. Read your goals every day. Bring some fuel into your day. Like, one day I'm going to go to school. I am working on going to school soon. And then for some reason, someone tells you, hey, dude, school's opening up right now. I'm going. Like, you were talking about school, right? Like, whoa, I didn't even like talk to you about it, but yeah, like, where do I sign up? Oh, and then you check out the schedule and you see that like your work schedule is taking all the classes, all those, like your work schedule takes up all the time of the classes that you wanted. But there's that class that is after work. And that class is something that you really want to do. But guess what? It's after work. It only takes up an hour and a half of your time. And after your work, it looks like you have like 30 minutes to get there. Okay, cool. An hour. Oh, I'm gonna be a little too tired. But there's an opportunity. Right? There's something to gain. We choose comfort over discomfort. And I invite you to look at what you can do for yourself in these moments of understanding what manifestation is. Manifestation is like right now. We're here. We're talking. I'm breathing. I'm manifesting this moment. You're manifesting this moment. In your car, at the library, when you walk. When you're in your classroom. When you're hearing this over radio. Wherever you're at, you can make a decision and manifest anything beautiful in your life. If I have something that is something that I'm experiencing that doesn't make me feel good, I can make a decision. Am I going to be the victim here? Or I'm going to change and make this an opportunity to be something different. I'm manifesting myself in a way that I'm humbling myself in this opportunity. It's like, yes, I am affected by this experience, but I don't need to make myself wrong around this. So I'm going to change the story, and I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something creative. I'm going to do something that will light me up inside and say, oh, I got this. I don't feel good. You know what? I'm going to talk to my therapist. I'm going to talk to and ask permission to a friend that I can like talk about this. So, again, be kind to yourselves. And, yeah. If you have any messages, you can catch me at the_blissful, THE_BLISSFUL. And you can find me on Instagram. My website's there. I'm trying to see if I can get my website on Spotify or a link so that you can visit. And you all have a great day, morning, evening, night.